All right, let's do it.
I didn't even know I had the microphone headphones still plugged in, you guys. Let's do it. Let's have a look. Let's get the magnifying glass going. There's some trippy stuff here in the background. Welcome, Eric. Welcome all. Welcome all to the room. Yes, we're about to start the most amazing broadcast this side of the Mississippi. No doubt about it. If I can find my... I've lost every freaking one. I've got three freaking eye dogs. Take it to a venture. I know where the fourth is. Unbelievable. You can have this. Let's go for a walk. Hello. Let's have a look because I cannot read the chat. I can see names, but I can't. It's a long story. I can gather a name. Just. Yes. I am not perfect. I am like Odin. You know what I mean? Oh, okay. Let's do it. You. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, I'm going great. I even said that we're taking down Tom's show earlier. Ah, yeah. I'm sorry I took away so many contributors tonight, but it is Friday night, 3:30 in the morning, and I'm still going. Yeah, I'm doing a six-hour one tonight for sure. Had some great conversations. Talked a bit of shit, you know, just played around, you know. When you left, you have to listen back. My last thing I think I published, it was rat bagging you. I said, oh, everyone come over to Tom's, leave Osman's show. I went on for about half an hour rat bagging you, man. It was good fun. Everyone knew, yeah. Yeah, it was nothing serious. Yeah. Yeah, it was just funny, mate. Yeah, you'll hear it. Yeah, I said, oh, rumors are going to get around now. He's mocking Eric. I even put on some Ren and Stimpy for you and Tom. you'll have to have a listen, man. You'll crack up. Eric. It was all decent. I didn't even think I swore, actually. I thought it was fan bloody tasty. Yeah, I'm doing really good, man. Anyway, enjoy it. Let's get into some funky freaking stuff, I reckon. Stuff this. Let's do some funky, funky stuff. Here's one for Eric. Sent him two big boats, the dummy. This one's for Hillary Clinton. Hey, Eric, you know that little slag. I'm sure you think this is a slag, bitch, to be honest with you. I'm sure you're okay with language on this channel. Bitch is okay. Yeah. It's like a dog, you know. Slimy little freaking feral thing. This one's for Hillary. Anyway, this one I think you will enjoy. Bobblehead. Hillary the bubblehead. Hey? Ah, oh, yeah. How funny is that? Yeah, stupid little cow. I bet you love that, man. What a freak show, eh? What an absolute freak show. All right, let's have a quick break, guys. A quick break. I've got some things in the background here. Can run on for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The thing is, old mate, that I've got to get regular. I'm thinking of doing it very soon. I'm going to come out. I have social anxiety, if you know what I mean. My heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the... It's not that I don't call into shows. It's just that, like, for instance, tonight's Friday night. Well, or Friday fucking Saturday morning. But I won't impose myself on certain shows, you know what I mean? And I enjoy chatting. I enjoy chatting. I've got more charisma. I've got more charisma chatting. I get on, and then someone calls me up and I go, hello. Hello. It's really weird. It's like I'll be down there chatting and I'm like, hey, a bunch of monkeys. Hey, I love you, you know, bloody blah, 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 blah. And then they call me up and I'm like, how you going, Austin? Yeah, not too bad. The fucking nothing I really say. It cracks me up. This one's for me. Here's a song for me. There you go. Effort. The F word, man. No doubt about it. I've contained myself for sure. You bloody excelled yourself, Ozman. Yeah, man. Like, you know, I try my best, though. I've got a lot to offer. Actually, if really someone wanted to pick my mind, there would be a doozy of a show, I tell you. There would be a doozy, man. I'm highly intelligent, man. You should hear my IQ. I don't even talk about that. Don't even talk about that. I'm a highly intelligent species, there's no doubt about it. I'm like a sentinel, I guess you could call it. An Elohim. I am. I'm Elohim for sure. Mighty ones, ye are Elohim, sons of the Most High. Yeah. True story, guys. But I talk shit. Elohim, sons of the Most High. Do ye not know that ye are gods? Sons of the Most High. I bet he smoked a lot of marijuana. Son of the Most High. I mentioned that. Woo! He's like, son of the Cheech of Chong. Oh, I can't help myself. I've got to play around with that. Oh, uh-oh. Sorry about this. I'll take this out. I'll mute this bit. Yeah, that is a song for Eric. This is on a viola. I think they call it a viola. I'm not sure the name of the actual thing. It's like a massive violin, you know. Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, thank you, Sue, too. Yeah, appreciate it. Oh, Amazing Grace. Yeah, he's just out in a field playing it. I want to do that with drums. I'd love to just go in the middle of nowhere and just do some drums. I reckon that'd be fan-buddy-tastic. I reckon that'd be awesome just hearing, like, the animals around you, you know? But all I want to say is that... Bang! I can't help myself, guys. I gotta do it. Hey? Osman. You've excelled yourself yet again. Hey, yeah, Eric's in the room, Sue. I told Eric that we had a bit of play with him before. About him and Tom. He's all right about it. Just for an hour. Maybe half an hour. We made a mockery of you, man. We haven't played some Ren and Stimpy. Sue told me to. I told him that you don't, Sue. I didn't want to do it, but she said do it. Look at you, Sue, Miss Popular. Yeah, I didn't mean to do it, Eric, but Sue and Caps, I think. I think it was Caps too. I'll throw Caps under the bus for sure. Yeah, I reckon it was Caps and Sue, to be honest with you. But yeah, there was two people really, really hurting me, you know. So this one's for Sue. Because she made me angry that day, my friend. This is from her motherland. Woohoo! Now she's dancing, man. Look at her. Ooh, she's swinging. This rings a bell. Maybe I'm from the Frill Society. Ah, she thinks she's Aleister Crowley. A weirdo. She'd be ringing Caps now. Yeah, I know. She'd be ringing Caps now. She told me to play this as well, man. It's unbelievable. Oh, yeah. I like you too. You're one of my favorite people I've actually had. I'll do one. Yeah, I don't like to play what she tells me to play, though. She makes it very scary, actually. Like, when I really think about it. But, yeah, I just do it for other people, you know. She had another one that she wanted me to play. Hey, how's this one, Eric? I'll play this one for Antifa. I think this will blow your mind. Have a listen to this.
Amazing girl. Keep covering your face when you cover them and makes that they tell you. When the Might try to talk, you can use a bike lock to defend you. I wear a black outfit, so they know who to hit. Come on down to Berkeley, get off from the beach. You can punch a Nazi if he's using free speech. You'll never catch us.
We're an beach bus, me, darling. I don't know what the hell that is in English. Hey, no one's beach. Hey, Raku, you're in the freaking room. It's open line, man. Bloody hell. I'm just here entertaining my freaking navel.
So you wanna be a commie for government?
There we go.
And you'd also like anarchy.
One for the government. NC for freaks. What do you think of that, Rocky Raccoon?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Oh.
He was just round them all up on. And
I thought that was fan bloody testing.
We ought to round them up, take them out to the beach at low tide, bury them up to their neck in sand, and then wait for the tide to come in.
Yeah, right. Huh. So you just dig a hole and put them in. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. That's like a movie.
Yeah, bury them up to their neck and just let nature take its course on them.
Mm-hmm.
Get them out of the damn gene pool.
Yeah, yeah. There's a time for hanging for sure. I think we need to bring back the gallows, to be honest with you.
Yeah, public executions were really efficient back then. I mean, you know, when you seen somebody hanging and twitching and stuff, you didn't want to end up that way. So you went the straight way, you know? You didn't veer off and do stupid crap.
Have you seen this mass immigration going on around the world at the moment? It's fucking insane, man. Did you see that island?
We're having a record amount.
6,000 on the island that lived there, 5,000 to 6,000 people with 10,000 influx of refugees. What the hell is that?
The other the other day, it was up to 18,000 that came in.
It's just getting worse and worse.
It's a freaking invasion. Look, ours, everywhere. We're having mass.
Ireland, Italy, there's on your border there in Mexico, there's about 20,000 in the last week. It's fucking unbelievable. Well,
actually, there was 2,500 came across last night.
Oh,
and they're still coming across, but there's 25 of them.
I'd shoot them. I would. I'd shoot the fucking whole lot, man. It's the only way you're going to deal with it. It's the only way. No, it's too late, man. They're already fucking in. No, they should have done it from the start. Anyone that comes in your border, shoot them down. It would only take a couple of boats. I mean, it sounds barbaric, but it would have worked. It would have sent a message to everyone. You come here, you're fucking dead. No, hello.
Come here legally. Come here legally.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Gaddafi said it all.
But this is not, the invasion is not legal at all.
Uh-huh.
They're just swarming across, and majority of the people coming into countries right now are military age men.
Yep. There's 98% are men.
Mm-hmm.
They've done the same influx 10 years ago, 15 years ago or so. When they had the same thing, and I said, I thought that the actual takedown was going to be earlier than now, but now so those people are now in their 40s, 50s, so they're still fighting age men. Now they've got this new influx of this. I'm telling you, they want a fucking absolute civil war, man. It's going to be a complete outright civil war. They can't even get along with their own communities. Like other tribes, they're already fighting inside the borders that they've come over.
Yeah.
In the fucking, what do they call them, those bloody house things that they put them in? Fucking asylum camps or whatever. Yeah, they're all fighting in there, and they're fucking, they've done the same thing here 15 years ago. They put the Hutus and the Tutsis in the same fucking area, and they started fucking... After they killed each other, they started trying to kill the Aborigines here in Australia. It's like, fuck off. Get the fuck
out
of my country.
That's another scare tactic. It's another scare tactic for people to sit there and go, oh my gosh, you're killing each other. what are they going to do when they run out of people to kill? Where are they going to get out and they're going to start killing people in the local towns?
I mean, it used to be a different fight back in our days, man. Now I just tell my children, you fucking get into a fight, you fucking take eyes out and you take fucking larynxes out or whatever you need to do. Get it the fuck out of that situation, because if you go down, these bastards, they don't stop, man. I've seen it for fucking 2 minutes just on someone's head. It's like, are you fucking for real? Look, back in my day, we used to pick each other up after a fight and, you know, have a beer later or something. Not now. This is bullshit, man.
You also have to look at the social decline. Most people are standing around with their phones out, getting it on camera.
I know.
Instead of stopping it.
It's unbelievable.
That's where the social decline is actually at right now. Nobody gives a rat's ass about anybody but themselves.
Whoa.
You know, that's the way they're turning the kids around. That's the way they're turning them in colleges. Several college students can't even find the goddamn capital of goddamn South or of Utah. Say, what country is Utah in? Mexico? No. Then they ask them, what's the capital of the United States?
No idea,
most
man.
People are saying New York and Atlanta and San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Fucking idiots. They're all a bunch of idiots because they've been indoctrinated with the wrong information. They should be learning how to live together, how to help each other, how to improve the society. But instead, they want to take down society, bring it through degradation, and defeat it. And then they don't realize that once you get to communism, if you're not doing exactly what they want, or if they determine that you just aren't worth anything anymore, they're going to put you down just like they did in all the other communist countries.
I don't know how they're going to survive, man, because, I mean, I just paid $2, near $2.50, say, here in Australia for a litre, which is about probably $4, $5, probably about $6 a gallon, I guess you could call it, over there.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure in how you trade that, but I was just like, what the freaking hell is going on here, you know? I know what's going on, but I'm just like shaking my head that no one's seeing this is going to get bad, you know? And I've got teenagers, you know, and I know that their dreams are just shattered, man. I've got to look at my children's eyes and go, fuck, what, you just want to get a little side job or something? Like, if they haven't got a motivation too, and their friends, like, oh, yeah, I just do this at the servo and blah, 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 whatever. It's like, no idea, man. Houses now, like, I bought this home in probably 20 years ago, roughly. 130,000, 10-acre block, fucking everything, you know, a house and everything all on it. I put it on and done what I did. Now it's worth about 700 freaking thousand, man. I'm freaking believable.
Well, you also have to look at the fact that your money value has actually gone down. So, yeah, it is worth that much now, but you'd still only be able to buy what you bought back then for the price of your house.
Yeah, unless you want to just go completely rogue, and just get a little caravan and piss off in the bush. Yeah, it would be great money, but I couldn't get that anyway. Like, if I broke up here, like we just went harvesting the thing, what, we get 300,000 each. All right. What am I going to get for 300 even thousand now? I just think that is phenomenal, you know? I get stuff all. Yep. I just get a little shack somewhere, freaking, who knows, some desert or something now. I mean, even over here, Sydney, Australia, it's, I think it's the second most priciest place to actually live, to buy real estate now. It's incredible. I used to live there. I grew up in the western suburbs. The house that we sold back 35 years ago was only about, $240,000. Now that place is worth $3 to $4, maybe even $6 million, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
My dad bought a house back in 68 for $21,000.
Mm-hmm.
It was a brand new ranch style house in a suburb. When he passed away, my brother sold the place and got a shit ton full of money out of it. The property value had skyrocketed that much. He got well over 600% of what he paid for it in the beginning.
I'm sorry.
Then again, back then you could buy a brand new car for $2,100 and you had a really nice car.
I know. It's all majorly screwed up. When I was living in
Miami. Well, it's because of the bankers. The banks want to take the profit and keep you enslaved, because most houses now are valued at, for your monthly payment, at almost 58% of your daggone monthly income.
It's unbelievable. I couldn't, I don't know how many people have broken up that live like I do. Like, because me and my missus broke up, you know, we just live like this, you know, because we're passive, yeah, we're not, so we can do it. But if we broke up, I just think, oh, we're both screwed, really. Like, our lifestyle and where we are and everything like that, you know. It makes it hard, man, like, but people get too vindictive as well, you know. Like, not you just don't break up. Sometimes it's so freaking vindictive and everyone's going for the last little bit of your pocket, and it's like, no way, man. If the worst thing I think with people these days too, they can nearly break you, is having that relationship where you break up and then you just go, it's way, but the courts go more with the females, you know what I mean? It's like the children sort of custodies and shit. It's like the males just
it used to be that the man was the breadwinner.
Yeah.
And then everybody had to go to work to make ends meet. Mm. And now the courts are continuing to get rid of the atomic family when you have a divorce. A lot of guys just say to hell with it. Mm-hmm. They pay the money, they put up with bullshit ordinances that tell them they can only see their kids once a month or some shit.
Yeah, prenuptial agreements. Yeah. But how many people wouldn't even do that when you're in love and that? You know, oh, would you like to do a prenuptial agreement before we get married? No one really talks about that. We know we should. No. Especially when you're the one that's got the money.
In some countries, if a woman divorces the husband, she don't get shit.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But here in the United States, are treated like queens.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
You know,
the same here.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I understand if you got kids and whoever gets the kids has to help take care of them, because you made them. You have to take care of them.
Yeah.
But when you have a high divorce rate, you have a lot of kids that go bad because there's nobody there to whip their ass really good. I got my ass whipped really good when I was a kid, because I was always doing something screwed up. And, you know, if I did that when I had my younger years, doing it with kids, if I had had some, I probably would have been in jail. I'd probably still be serving life or some shit. Because they said, oh, you can't be doing that. Oh, you want my kid to run around and act like an idiot and steal stuff and rob banks and stuff? Okay, fine. It's on you. I'm out of here. You know,
that's right.
They're trying to destroy the atomic families all around the daggone world. Some places, even in third world countries, the kids are more well behaved until they come to the United States, and then they get into the peer pressure crap. And I want to address one thing that Jules put in there: not all kids, not all young people are like that. However, most kids don't have any self-esteem because their parents don't pay attention to them and egg them on to be better. They just let them run wild because they only want to be their friends. They don't want to be a scary parent. Sometimes you have to be the scary parent. It's like having a dog or a cat. Sometimes you have to paddle the cat's ass or the dog's ass for shitting on the floor and send him outside. Every animal has to be trained, even the mothers of the kittens or whatever animal you want to talk about. She has a way of scolding them her babies so that they learn that this is what they're supposed to do. Mm. But here in the human world right now, your kid can have transgender surgery at the age of five.
Nah.
Get out of here.
Nah.
Our kids are our future. If we don't treat them right and teach them right,
that's abuse.
We're doomed.
Mm-hmm. Even these gays and shit that want to have children, not. You chose that lifestyle. You don't get to choose to have children. Thank you. I seen one the other day with two these really, I call them fags. It's a difference between a homosexual and a fag to me. And they're kissing this girl. Oh, this is our new girl. And I'm like, you fucking, it just made me sick. I did not see anything good about that at all, man. I was volley ill actually just watching it. Just like, you fucking bunch of perverts. Because I've seen it here. We had one on ABC here where there was two males, and they'll loosen their child out all over the world. It was a big thing to come up. Oh, look at this. Oh, we're homosexuals. We got a little baby boy. And, you know, he's about five or something. And even the investigator said, I could not believe what this child was capable of in sex acts, you know what I mean? But on the TV, it looked like, how you going? Oh, yeah, I'm just feeding the chickens with me dad's. And, man. Bad, bad shit, man. I'm telling you. The world's fucked.
There's some places here in the United States where they made it to where you can have sex with little kids. They've upped the legal age. They said, okay, you can have a 12.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, man, I'll take that guy night fishing. Mm-hmm. I'll go take him out night fishing.
Yeah. You touch anything, you know, 15, 14, or, yeah, 15, I'm way at, especially 12. That's it. You've done the dash. If I had a child that was 12 and someone touched her or him, yeah, I'd be not efficient.
No, they don't want kids to be kids anymore. No. They want to take and control them and say, okay, you need to be doing this, not playing in the dirt.
Well,
that's nasty.
Well, look at the Common Core curriculums that they're teaching them now. It's fucking disgusting. Yep. Six-year-olds.
Taught. 2 + 2 = 5.
No, but I mean, on the sex books, have you seen all that shit going around? Where they're teaching them in the primary schools and shit like that, you know? They got little things.
And at the school board meetings, at the school board meetings, they don't like parents to read what the kids are reading because it upsets the school board. All them son of a bitches should be drug out of there and have their asses beat.
Oh, yeah.
And then thrown in jail.
Oh, if I found out.
In a general population.
I'd go nuts, man. As a parent, I've seen it a couple of times in certain schools where they put it in, and parents have gone in there and they've ripped down flags and shit, and just it's like, fuck, nah, my children are here to freaking learn something, not be educated into a
Well, because the government owns your educational system.
Thank you, Rothschild.
That's where it
Thank
all comes down to. They don't want critical thinkers. They just want kids to do as they're supposed to be told. You spend 8 hours in a school to be brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a totalitarian system where they say you can get up and go use the bathroom or not, what time you're going to eat. You can't do this. You can't do that. And then you go to some of the schools around and you see that the kids are in death fights. And they gang up on one kid and beat the crap out of the kid, if not kill him, before a teacher will have enough guts to walk up and grab him by the hair, pull him off of that damn kid, and beat their asses.
Yep, exactly, man, exactly. Oh, I'm just getting
bored. They're acting like a bunch of freaking animals in schools.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's just freaking incredible. It just never ends, man. Like what they're taught now, like what I've heard in certain counties or places in the US, it's just unbelievable. 6-year-olds taught about anal sex and everything, man. Why aren't people just lynching these people virtually?
They know kids are information sponges, and whatever they feed them, they're going to learn it. Mm-hmm. And they put it to them at such a rate. And then they tell them, don't go home and tell your parents what's going on. Or we want you to tell us what your mom and dad do at night and give us a written report on it. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of goddamn sex fiends are out there running kids. A few years ago, you wouldn't let them get within 100 feet of a kid. Mm. Now we got them in direct contact with kids.
I just about come close to kill them, to be honest with you. If I knew that shit was going on in my school and a teacher was telling me that, I don't know how I could control myself, to be honest with you.
I'd have to revert back to my old days.
Mm.
I mean, it's disgusting what they're doing to the kids nowadays. I see it in the kids around here.
It's vile.
And you also take consideration that the parents are also a part of it in most instances, because the kid sits on his ass in his room playing video games till he goes to bed.
Mm-hmm.
He's eating a bunch of processed food he shouldn't have because it's tearing his damn insides apart.
Yeah.
And he gets no exercise. So now, one of the leading goddamn problems with kids right now is diabetes.
That's why
that kid run out there and
there's no adventure. There's no adventure anymore.
No,
it's just in a fucking cave, pretty much.
That's all it is. Sitting in a jail cell, watching a daggone preambled movie.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget that these kids are also entombed in all sorts of radiation and frequencies, and fucking microwave dinners and all the stuff that we just assume is a part of life that is.
Unbelievable, isn't it? It just goes on and on. We are so bombarded.
One of my big pet peeves. One of my big pet peeves is I get with the sex stuff, but also the drugs that they peddle on these kids, so they can I'm doing the air quotes, so they can pay attention, or so they can get with the program of school. Are these toxic ass schools? Shit. With these closet, sex addict, freaking alcoholic wine, box wine drinking teachers that are typically on serotonin inhibitors. Mm-hmm. But they have no problem suggesting that these kids should basically take methamphetamines, which Adderall is only like one little thing away from like basically your kid being on ecstasy at school. Like if you look at the spiral lateral, the chemical compound, it's only like one little iota off. I'm just thinking they're getting attacked from every single direction, and at that youth at that age, they have no real baseline in which to hold a truth or reality, early. It's like no wonder there's the transgender thing. It's like if you're on methamphetamines and you're already in a dysfunctional home, it's like, mixing sex in there, because like a lot of abused kids, this is kind of graphic, but they act out in a way to pacify their pain. And one of which is
bullying,
masturbation or other stuff like that. And if you add like speed, okay. So let me tie up my point here, so I'm not sounding like a big weirdo. Credible doctors will say that with these amphetamine drugs, when these kids are coming off of it, that there's an element of perversion in whatever it is, like the
sex drive,
in order for them to get off when they're on it. Yeah, so it's like okay, sorry, this is a lot to cover, and this shit pisses me off too.
I'm just covering it a bit, just putting a shadow over it. But I know what you mean. They become a little bit promiscuous.
Well, so, yeah, something no, you
it's,
had
to actually, it's actually if you talk to therapists, it's true. So like, you know, they're doing something like that, like manipulating themselves in order to, like, alleviate distress.
They might even cut
themselves. Or they're having to literally do their work or their homework, because if they stop working, they're going to have a panic attack. If anybody here has come down off of, like, cocaine, that's basically what they're doing. Like, they're literally working to avoid having a damn panic attack to not stay in the moment. Like, I can't think of a more horrible thing to do to a fucking kid. They are learning machines. Get them outside. No way with these money grab schools, especially if they're toxic and abusive. And it's actually, in my opinion, it's very easy to see that they're also a tentacle of this human trafficking shit, because for every little cat and mouse game that goes on with the teacher with the dress skirt, who's dressed ambiguously sexy, and she got her guns hiked up, but they're a little bit tucked away. You know what I'm saying? But right at that age, you know, so there, I mean, if you're, you know, obviously getting something out of arousing young men when at that age is very easy to do, but that's so beyond the point. It's like, for me, that whole psychological element there, which I've experienced, aside from them actually touching, is, you know, that's enough right there, especially for these pseudo intellects that these teachers think they are, where they're just like starving their brains for this kind of like, and you know what? It's honestly, I don't think they really develop past the comfort zone of school. It's like, started off in school, went to the next level of school, and now here we're an adult. What are we going to do? Hey, school. And
well, something else.
Let me pass the mic real quick, but cheers and let's do this. It's Friday, y'all. Let's lay into these sons of bitches.
Something else you have to remember is these teachers go in there. They're taught how to do the brainwashing. They have been indoctrinated. They know what they have to teach, and they don't veer from the subject, not even for a question. And a lot of these kids that are on Adderall, the reason why they're on Adderall isn't because of hyperactivity. It's just that the subject matter bores the shit out of them, and they're trying to burn off energy, because goddamn kids are nothing but goddamn energy pills. They're running around all the time, and you put them in a classroom, make them sit and stay. It's like training a fucking dog. It takes a long time to get that dog indoctrinated to do what you're telling it. If you don't, it'll go out there and play all day long and not even listen. And that's what they try to do. But the Adderall is a psychotic drug, and it will change that kid's perspective of learning to the point where he'll never learn anything outside of what he's been taught.
Well, fuck it.
Some kids can't come off of Adderall.
I want to share something. I had my son, like, he rang me, like, I had a thing with him, and they lined him up to a vaccination thing back in 2020, I think, 2021. And they actually told him to just, he said, no, I'm not taking it, because I warned him of what was the protocols that were coming into the school. And so he stood up and said, no, my dad said, no, don't go along with this, and blah, blah, blah. And they said, oh, that's all right, we'll ring your dad, or whatever they said. And but just stand in line anyway. So they were still enforcing him to stand in fucking line. Yeah, if he was a little bit simple, he probably would, oh, yeah, just do that and go get something shot in his arm that he's got no fucking clue about, you know. So that's how corrupt the school system is. It's disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. Yeah. Thankfully, I've got no children in that system now. He was a teenager, but he's out of it. But to be in the school system now is a horror show, really. You really got to watch with your children if you're doing it.
You're better off just taking your kid home and teaching him how to read and write.
Yeah.
Because history's been a freaking lie. Science now, is a joke. Nothing. You know, they're teaching propaganda to kids that are literally ruining their lives because they get into the comfort zone and, oh, look at the high-tech stuff. I got to have it. And then if they don't have the money for it, they want to steal it. Or they got to go borrow money for it, which enslaves them worse in their job. I mean, people take bullshit college courses that have no openings for them. They should say, hey, we want X amount of you people to become plumbers or carpenters or help brick masons or concrete pourers. And that's what we need. We don't need a bunch of people trying to do stupid shit. I mean, yeah, take a course on ancient languages, but don't look at it as your next best job, because the people that are controlling that, they have to die before you can get a position in that field. It's something that has a good payback to it. I mean, how many times do you see people call up one of the tradesmen to unplug the toilet because they don't know how to use a plunger or use a toilet snake or a leaky faucet?
Hey, you know what? One thing that got me, I'm sorry to interject there, but as far as teachers go, here's where I finally, I just was like, okay, I'm done. Was COVID, okay? So they took precedence. When they closed the schools, all these businesses fell in line with what they were doing, these illegal mandates and closures of the small businesses. Yep. Meanwhile, you're seeing CEOs close. Well, places like Walmart staying open, even though they have reduced hours, even though they're being funded, et cetera. But that's what really got me. It really showed me that these teachers don't give a shit, because it went from like 2 weeks, and then the rationale in Virginia in the United States was it was like one more week until spring break. So what they did is they just stayed closed, and then they stayed closed all the way because it was about to be summertime. Yep. And you know what? Don't fall for it when they're complaining about not getting paid enough. They get plenty. Okay, they get plenty of kickbacks. They get paid way too much. They get plenty of fucking salary. So don't listen to them. That's just a form of, you know, they just want more money. Don't buy into the entitlement that they're projecting. And, you know, they also get to be in charge all day, which some of those personality types, the disturbed ones, that's way more of a payoff for them than the actual money itself. The money is almost irrelevant at that point. You got the weirdos that are just there to camp out to, you know, whatever, polarized pictures and just be in the environment around children. You got useful idiots. But, you know, I was really, really taken back that they were so quick to close. And then on top of it, watching these Zoom classrooms where the teachers are still wearing a mask. You fucking
what a psychos. Yeah.
Psycho. That's clearly at that point not about anything other than whatever creepoid agenda.
Yeah. I'm still seeing people running around in their cars with their windows rolled up wearing masks, and the damn thing's been over for a year. I mean, come on. This indoctrination is all they're worried about. A goddamn mask was a sign that you were a slave back in the old days. And now they said you must wear a mask. But, you know, 3 years ago, before they took it off, it had an OSHA warning on the packages for the damn N95. And it said, will not protect against viruses.
Mm-hmm. Let alone cause pneumonia, because the bacterial residue around your fucking head, idiot.
Well, You're supposed to breathe out that bacteria.
I only wore it once to kill my dog. That was the only time I wore one. And the whole thing, I walked into a shop. They said, nah, you can't come in. It's a mandatory. I said, well, mandatory is not law. If you don't want me to come here, I'll just fuck off somewhere else. And I just walked out. Yep. Got me water or whatever I fucking needed from somewhere else, you know. Don't comply. That's the only way we're going to win this war is do not comply, you know?
Yep.
Don't play the game.
There's not enough. There ain't enough police to change the fact that the entire country was to change and say we're not complying with the shit.
No.
There's nowhere they can put everybody. They have to arrest every minute of the day.
And you know what? That's another squad that we need to have a talk about, is these air quotes first responders. They're just like the teachers. Another payoff for these types of is they get incredible street credibility. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks at these kind of jobs as like a public service, like they're even heroes and shit. Like, listen to them pander for attention when they talk about these school shootings. It's like, oh, girlfriend. Yeah. You're a hero. So it's like, okay, so where are the police that are supposed to be guarding this school in the first place? What the fuck are they really doing? Pardon my French. Are they at local gyms acting as a bulldog for trafficking, overseeing projects like that? Which, by the way, if I get killed, you know why. And then
on duty time at that.
Yeah. So another thing, yeah, don't listen to them with this stuff. So here is how you can tell that their trajectory is nowhere near actually caring about these kids. Because when these teachers are busy crying about school shootings and, you know, what heroes they are, they're missing the fact that they're still making these kids go into this dangerous place that you just mentioned. So how dangerous is it? And is it really worth it? And then it starts to be, peel these layers of the onion back, like, oh, that's right, this is a money grab, and you really don't give a fuck. In fact, you probably hate these fucking kids. Quite honestly, most of them that I know, they do. They can't wait to get away from them, and they drink their fucking lives away until they get their little pension and they, you know, are a part of the beast system. So screw all that shit.
There's something people have to also realize. There's something people also... Okay, go ahead.
Okay, otherwise, I apologize because it will be out of context. I really do apologize. I know I'm being long-winded today. But can you imagine, so COVID, I'm sitting there watching one of my relatives who's a school teacher. She teaches autistic kids, okay? So this is an autistic class over Zoom, and they're forcing these autistic functioning kids at a lower, different broad range to wear a mask now, okay? They're not even in school, wearing a mask at home. And then the teacher, who's my relative, at where I'm at on the computer end, and here's what they're doing for their class that morning. Here is the song that I want you guys to hear that they were singing to the best that I can remember parts of it, okay? And this is disturbing, okay? So be forewarned. The song went something like this. You wear a mask so I can see you. I wear a mask so you can see me. And that was, like, pretty much the chorus. So what they're saying is, it's an implication. It's like, you're wearing the mask so I can see the real you. It's just the whole thing is fucking psychotically warped.
Yep.
Let alone the perversion element of adults who are supposed to be the people that the kids can find in and look up to for an example of how they're supposed to grow in a stable adult. I'm repeating the word stable adult who can set an example and have the right amount of discernment to look at these masks and not try to iron out some minute point that's really besides the fact, because it's obviously an egregious enslavement. And just the whole thing is horrible, you know? So we needed these adults to stand up. We needed them to actually be icons. But the first responders, you know what we got from them? I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing my job. I'm doing my job. I'm just doing my job. Well, I can't lose my job, can I? Then what will I do? Well, I can't lose my job. No, we needed you to fucking pony up and be a fucking man for once. And that, yeah, I said it, Jules. We needed them to be men. We needed them to grow a spine and stand together. But everybody was wishy-washy about it. And look what they did to us. And then, and by the way, we know next time that they start to put our backs against the wall, we're not going to do the wait and see which direction they're going in. We need to be act like fast, like blitzkrieg retaliation.
It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be funky.
Thank you. Thank you, and thank you, and just thank you so much for letting
me. Good points, man. Yeah, it's going to be funky next time, isn't it? Like, when they try this shit again, I've heard a lot of people that weren't even woke, so to speak. And they're just like, we're not playing this game, man. We're not doing this shit again. No way. No way. So they get...
Some people have to remember now, okay? You got to drop all your fucking heroes you have around you. Pick out the ones that are actually doing a freaking job for humanity, okay? Your war heroes are fine. You have them, but fuck the goddamn entertainers in all areas of entertainment, sports, they gone singing, all this shit. Cast them out. Get rid of them. Take them out of your life. Yeah, you might want to listen to their songs, but don't buy their fucking records anymore. You can download the son of a bitches. Same with the movies. These people do not deserve it because they're nothing more than the old kind of gladiators on a football field, or their court gestures trying to keep the king happy to keep their head. That's all the hell they are, and they're getting paid big time bucks and they look at you as you're nothing more than dog shit on the bottom of their shoes and they're trying to wipe you off every chance they get. But they're going to tell you to comply. They're going to tell you to eat the best foods that they're supposedly eating. These goddamn Hollywood movie stars eat lobster and shit. Okay. They don't eat at McDonald's. Very few of them will even go near a goddamn restaurant that ain't at least a 5-star. You have to get rid of these bastards and say, I'm not participating in their charade no more. Because that's all it is. Rome started the Colosseums. We have Colosseums now. We call them football arenas, basketball arenas. We have these entertainment areas that are enclosed in there. You don't even know what the hell they're pumping into the damn movie. You know, you're sitting there breathing the air and everything's fine and you're getting all these adrenaline pumps and all this going on in your head and you're being entertained. Sometimes you have to also understand that there ain't a goddamn thing in life that can be entertaining more than yourself or the ones around you. Fuck their opinion. Fuck those people's opinion. They're trying to sell you the idea that you have to be an outstanding citizen by doing your fair share. You're already doing your fair share if you got a job. And your job can be anything from being the housewife or being the little kid cutting the grass or being the husband sweating his ass off in a hard-ass job. But all this equality bullshit that they keep preaching and how it's good for humanity and shit, just remember, they're trying to cut down the goddamn trees to reduce CO2. That doesn't work because trees produce oxygen from CO2, so your ass can breathe. You take them trees and all the plants away, we die. We die a terrible death because you're going to suffocate. You can't rebreathe CO2. People have to goddamn stand up. If you don't stand up for something, you fall for anything, and most people fall for it because of different reasons. Peer pressure, they love the money, they love the power control they have over people underneath them and all this other bullshit. But just remember, the person you're standing over on his worst day of his life treated you like shit. You could say, yeah, I know the guy. He's a piece of shit. I'm not going to do CPR on his ass. I'm going to let him die. We need to get rid of him. And people treat you as a villain because you did the right thing.
It's incredible. Hey, you know, welcome to the room. Yeah, it's bloody incredible, man. It just doesn't fucking end. It just doesn't not end. Everything they're doing with our foods as well, spraying the bullshit with wheat, and it just doesn't end, man.
Just remember, when you're spraying for the bugs at night, when you're getting ready to go to sleep,